It's iRadio in the afternoon. Fionnuala, before we speak about what has been reported over the past 24 hours, I feel to really grasp the situation, we need to go back.
Oh, of course, it's history.
Go back in time and revisit a saga that has damaged the Irish people's psyche. It's December 2013. It's US television, and it's Good Morning America.
Between me and you, I think we'll make an announcement very soon.
Oh, really?
I really do, yes.
Well,
really
if you want to, you can make it right now. It could be that soon, but no, that's all right. But,
sure. Well, you know what?
What?
Since it's you, and since we've had a history forever, let's announce it.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
We're going on the World Tour 2014. It begins.
January 20th, 2014. Aiken Promotions announces that Garth Brooks will play Croke Park July 25th and 26th. But why Ireland to commence the world tour?
A special comeback gig. Why did you choose Ireland for that?
I think we wanted, it was Bob Doyle, the manager, that said if we're going to show ourselves to people again, I sure would like the venue to be perfect and you know, for everything to be kind of like it was, you know, to show them that no time has passed. And I said, well, if you want a place like that, I would think it would have to be Croke Park.
Tickets would go on sale 10 days later, January 30th. The queues would begin days earlier. Just as they go on sale, a third date is added. Fans rejoiced.
Getting these tickets is like my wedding night. She's going to bake me a carrot cake.
On February 3rd, Brooks announces date 4, and the queues begin again.
We're going to sleep out for tickets next week. My friends from Dublin are coming up because it's easier to get them near where I live, and it'll be sold out immediately because Garth is like a god down here. People will really be so glad to see him back.
February 6th, the 4th concert goes on sale, and then another one is added.
To see him live would be like, I'd always say, like, oh, I'd love to meet him, he'd be unbelievable. I'm after meeting him, and now the thoughts of actually seeing him singing them songs, and like, they'd be unbelievable. It's just the thoughts of actually hearing him over the years and listening to him, and now in real life, the man is coming back, like, and he showed today, he's coming back with a bang, it's going to be unbelievable.
It is now February. 5 dates, 400,000 tickets, completely sold out. Jubilation will take over the nation in July of 2014. But we all know that that's not how it worked out. It was a dismal display by many sides. Part two of what went wrong after, picture this, LA House Party on iRadio.
I went to a party.
LA House Party. It's iRadio in the afternoon with Dave and Fionnuala. Can someone please tell Dave it's Garth, not Gareth, Christ. Just for you, getting your knickers in a twist, I'm going to double down. In part one, you heard the joy. In part two, the misery. Eamon O'Brien is about to become public enemy numero uno. He is the chairperson for the Croke Park Streets Committee, and he chairs a press conference.
And the last thing here is just to show you again the disregard for the licensing laws of the country. It's very clear here, and Tony will deal with that in more detail, but that under section 230.3 of the planning law, you cannot promote a concert without a licence. They went off and sold tickets subject to licence. That often does happen, by the way, but an event here defined under the law is an event with more than 5,000 people.
Some of the locals are not happy. They're willing to go to court. It emerges that Dublin City Council have granted licenses for 3 out of the 5 planned concerts. The tizzy begins, a media storm, fans up in arms, residents steadfast in their convictions. Gareth Brooks, well,
up to 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, it was nothing but love. And then came the thing where, hey, Garth, we're okay in 3 of them. You're going to have to figure out what to do with the other 2.
I wish I knew where that came from. I wish I could tell you I saw it coming. Never did. So now what do I do with 160,000 people? And why are they treated different than the 240,000 people? And so it's like just kind of put on my side. And the statement was, Garth, with a simple yes, you can make 240,000 people happy. And my statement back is, with a simple yes, you can make 400,000 people happy. I don't have a clue how we got here. All I know is that the powers who can fix it are not here. It's a simple yes. Open it up for 5 nights. Let everybody have fun. Then go to work on never letting it happen again if you want. And the reason why it's a dark cloud, I can tell you this honestly. Anyone in Ireland, anyone on the planet is sad about this. You're not one billionth as sad as I am. Because I'm the real loser in this one. Because I'm the guy that's out the greatest experience of his life. You
know? Five or nothing. First week of July 2014, the kitchen sink is thrown at this to make it happen. Fianna Fáil draft legislation. Other Croke Park residents throw their support behind the 5 nights. Publicans, hoteliers protest the loss of potential earnings. As a nation, we're going through the ringer. And then on July the 8th, the fatal blow.
Good evening. All 5 concerts by Garth Brooks at Croke Park in Dublin have been cancelled. Aiken Promotions released a statement this afternoon saying that all avenues had been exhausted in a bid to stage the event.
It was all over. Done. Dusted. Finito. Tomorrow never came. But will it now? That's the big question. Will it now?
Yes. Yes.
That's all you need to know. Thank you for joining us on today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.